With an election around the corner, all sorts of sectors in Irish society will be trying to get their issues on the political agenda, including third level education. The Irish Universities Association has called on students, parents and staff to make third level funding an issue on the doorsteps. Jim Miley, Director General of the IUA, joins me now. There's lots of good ways of spending taxpayers' money. What's your pitch for getting a bigger slice of the pie?
Well, this isn't just about third level students or about the system. This is about our collective future. I think we know that for investment into Ireland, for our economic future, that tax incentives, corporation tax and so on, are receding as advantageous calling cards for Ireland. So what are we left with? We're left with our talent, we're left with our people, which we know, I think the minister herself has described our talent as our gold. But the challenge with gold is unless you invest some money in it to take it out of the ground and to mould it into something useful, it's not an advantage to you. So we see this as critical to the future, you know, of the nation, not just in the next couple of years, but for the next couple of decades.
The government will say that funding for third level has increased up 17%, I think, since 2016, an extra €350 million, they say.
It has. 300 odd million have been put in. But over the last decade, we've had a one-third increase in student numbers. I suppose the only figure that matters is the amount of funding that the state gives to universities and other third-level institutions directly for their core funding. That has dropped from 9,000 euro per student to 5,500 euro per student. It actually was below 5,000, so it has increased a little bit, but it is still 40% below where it was a decade ago. And there's a real gap there.
Okay, the OECD Education at a Glance survey, which is a lot of educators would point to, says annual spending per student at third level here was, it's in dollars, but 13,237 in 2016, I think that figure was, compared to an OECD average of 15,556. So that puts us a 17th out of the 34 members of the OECD. So we're not in the top tier, but we're not doing that badly, some people
say. But bear in mind that that includes the total funding. The figure I'm talking about is the amount of money given by the state to the universities and other third-level institutions to run their day-to-day affairs. I think, but even on that figure, we are still well below the average. And I think, you know, if we look at who we're trying to compete with here. We're competing with the Danes and the Finns and also some of the Baltic states like the Estonians, for example, who are now beginning to spend considerably more on higher education and on research. They're the small open economies that we are competing with for direct and indirect investment into Ireland. And if we don't invest, we will find ourselves at a competitive disadvantage in 5 or 10 years' time.
And we can see that with Irish universities slipping down the
We're rankings. Already seeing it in the rankings, and I think that is a significant signal as to where we may go.
Okay, we had the Castles report some time ago. It recommended, among other options, a loan scheme where graduates, if they hit a certain income in later life, they would pay it back. That's some way off being implemented, as I understand it.
Well, the Castles report has now been referred to an EU-funded analysis, so we now have another report about a report. We expect that it'll be probably towards the end of this year before that study comes back, and we think that will still only present options to government. It could take another year or 2 years after that.
So what can be done in the interim? Decision.
Well, we think there's a solution there in the interim. The National Training Fund is made up of an employer levy of 1% now of employers' revenue, and that has grown over the last few years. The government has taken some money from that under the Human Capital Initiative to fund the system, but we know from the ministers from a parliamentary question recently that fund reserve will have grown to 1 billion euro by the end of this year and is set to grow by about a quarter of a billion euro annually. Now that's money sitting in a government bank account. And we're saying while they're working on a permanent long-term solution for the funding system, use some more of that money to fund an interim solution, because the problem is right here and now. And we know, for example, next September that we're going to have another 3,000 or 4,000 extra students coming into the system, and that continues over the next decade with another 30,000 or more coming through.
Okay, well, we might get a reaction to that suggestion in a moment. But Jim Miley, Director General of the Irish Universities Association, thanks for joining us. We'll be back after this short break.